Finally today, something completely different. Let's wrap up the show with our regular Common Health segment. And joining us is Carrie Goldberg. She's host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so you are our health guru, reporter. We, most of the time you come in and talk to us about the latest studies on various diseases, but today something sweeter. I need something sweeter.
Sweeter and lighter. It's chocolate milk.
Yum.
Yep, or rather the long-running fight over chocolate milk and whether we should sell it in our schools.
Okay, so I have to come clean with everyone here. I got school lunch. Yeah. I bought lunch at school when I was in elementary school every day, and I drank chocolate milk.
And you're okay.
Every single day. So what's the problem?
So, of course, the problem is sugar, right? So it has added sugar, and with the country fighting an obesity epidemic, well, we've stopped, since your day probably, we stopped selling soda in our schools, yeah. Right? So some people are arguing we should not sell sweetened milk. Now, of course, soda was a much easier call because soda has no nutritional value
exactly.
whatsoever, right?
But chocolate milk at least has the milk in it.
Right. It has the milk. It's trickier because it does have nutritional value. It has calcium, has vitamin D and other nutrients. And yet it has this added sugar.
Okay, so here we have the fundamental problem, familiar yep. to many. Mm-hmm. You want your kids to eat healthy foods, but at the same time, maybe a little sweetness helps them eat those foods,
it's
right?
It's the proverbial spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down. That's right. So, but of course, sugar, at least in excess, is looking more and more like a nutritional villain lately, right? So what do you do? And this dilemma over chocolate milk, it's been going on for years now. It seems to be splitting school districts around the country. And there was a big conference on school nutrition at Harvard last week. It's called Healthy Food Fuels Hungry Minds. And I spoke with the head of Houston School Food. She's her name is Betty Wiggins, and she's actually famous for revolutionizing Detroit school food. She's been called the Rebel Lunch Lady. So like lunch ladies can be heroines. They're not just villains yeah. like in Captain Underpants, right? So, and now she's in Houston, and I asked for her position on chocolate milk.
I don't find it necessary to serve children chocolate milk simply because it's the sugar. Chocolate milk is a treat. You don't need flavored milk. It's just a response, I believe, to the market. And there's fellow food service directors around the country who feel the same way I do.
So there are food directors around the country who feel that way, but there yeah. are also plenty of school food directors who feel that chocolate and flavored milks are just fine. And in fact, one widely cited estimate is that 70% of the milk drunk in schools is flavored. So you are not an outlier, Meghna.
Oh, thank goodness.
You were
okay.
typical, yes. And this debate actually extends all the way to the world of pediatricians, too. So the American Academy of Pediatrics, the leading pediatric body, it came out strongly for limiting fruit juices for kids. Because they're so high in sugar, they just recommended against fruit juice for kids under age one. But Dr. Steve Abrams, the incoming chair of their nutrition committee, says they're actually okay with some flavored milks in the schools.
The manufacturers have brought down the amount of sugar in chocolate milk quite a bit in recent years. And, yeah, it's not necessarily as good as white milk because it does have more sugar. But we don't think that flavored milk should be entirely removed. And if you take all the flavored milks out of school, then you will tend to decrease the amount of milk that children are drinking.
What do the sugar absolutists have to say about that?
We'll get to that. First, let's hear the other side of the pediatricians. Like, this is Dr. Diane Dooley. She's a pediatrician in the San Francisco Bay Area. And she's the sugar absolutist you just asked about. She co-authored a letter of protest to the Academy's big journal, Pediatrics. And she's very concerned about all the sugar in chocolate and flavored milks.
The kids that I see in my practice who are all low income are not just drinking sugared flavored milk once a day at school. Sometimes they're drinking it two times or three times a day at school because there's a breakfast, a lunch, and then there's a snack. And then they're drinking it at home in part because it becomes an expectation that if the school thinks this is healthy, then the family should be offering it too.
And Dr. Dooley used this analogy that struck me as really powerful. She says, okay, we know we want our kids to eat fruit, right? But that doesn't mean the schools should serve them candy apples,
uh-huh.
right? She says same thing with sugared milk.
Well, I mean, and with that analogy, it's like sugared milk is a liquefied candy bar, right? Okay. That, according to one view,
right,
I'm going to say
right,
this. But yeah. so what's the latest in this dilemma slash debate?
So in recent weeks, the Trump administration, which is promising to make school lunches great again, And last month, it's not going there, okay? So they're promising to do that. And last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced an upcoming change in the guidelines on school milk. So right now, the guidelines say flavored milks and chocolate milks have to be skim milks to cut the calories in a serving. But the new Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue, says that now flavored milks can have 1% fat.
Okay, so 1% milk. So the additional fat content would make it taste better.
Right, which means more kids will be drinking sweetened milks, which you might think is good or bad, but obviously it doesn't address the sugar issue. But you know what would address the sugar issue? Well, I spoke at this Harvard conference to Dariush Muzaffari, and he's the dean of the Tufts Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy.
One of the main challenges is that whole milk is gone from school, but I think that healthier foods with more calories are better for kids. It's better to have 100 calories of nuts or 100 calories of broccoli than 80 calories of soda. And similarly, I think it's better to have whole milk than to have chocolate skim milk with a little bit fewer calories. So I think we should get whole milk back in schools, which kids like to drink. And the science doesn't strongly support a focus on skim milk over whole milk for kids.
So he's arguing to bring back plain whole milk. Now, I have to admit, Meghna, I didn't even know that whole milk is barred from public schools.
I did not know that either, to be perfectly honest. But this makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, whole milk tastes great for people who can drink it. I know that there's a lot of people who can't. But you know, it makes perfect sense. So why not?
Yep. Right. And also, you know, we're in the midst of this gigantic pendulum shift away from fat as the enemy, quote unquote, and more towards sugar in excess as being of concern. And Dariush Muzaffarian says the trouble is also that we tend to have these really simplistic ideas about specific nutrients and what they do for us. And that's how he says we got into this situation.
We need calcium, we need vitamin D, so we should have 3 servings of dairy. We want to avoid calories and fat, so we should have skim milk. That makes sense if you kind of have an isolated reductionist view of food, but we are learning that foods are really complicated. Yogurt has probiotics in it, and milk has many other types of fatty acids, many other nutrients beyond calcium and vitamin D. So I think we need to move away from the low-fat, high-fat focus for dairy.
So maybe a little high-fat milk in moderation could actually be okay. And by the way, Meghna, at this conference was Professor Marion Nethel. She's a real giant on food policy and politics. She went even a step further. She says, yes, chocolate milk should be seen as like a dessert, like a treat, like a cookie. And she even says that if kids end up drinking less milk, that doesn't particularly worry her. She says there are plenty of kids who are lactose intolerant.
Like I said.
And they have very nutritious diets. You can get those nutrients elsewhere.
Okay, so maybe then if we do this right, then kids won't grow up like I did, and I'm like addicted to chocolate, like hot chocolates these days, like all winter long. Every day I take a break in the middle of the morning and I gotta go get my hot chocolate.
Well, it's also another source for parental guilt because you're supposed to educate your kid's palate not to need the sweetness, and I blew that.
Well, that was really fascinating. Carrie Goldberg, host of WBR's Common Health blog. You can find a link to her story on the chocolate milk wars. That's all at radioboston.org. Carrie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.